You're listening to the Amy Inspires Show, where you can learn how to take your health and business to the next level. In today's episode, episode number 5, I'm going to be sharing with you guys my visit today to see a physiotherapist who does a visceral manipulation assessment. So I visited the Ashfield Physiotherapy and Craniosacral Therapy Center to get a visceral manipulation assessment done of my essentially areas of my digestive system and digestive tract, including valves such as the cardiac orifice, the pyloric sphincter, the ileocolical valve, and the junctions between my pancreas and my gallbladder and the small intestine, large intestine, and essentially everything connecting the digestive tract. So the human digestive system really starts in your mouth, where you produce saliva, you then chew your food, you swallow it, it goes down your esophagus, it then enters your stomach. The food then passes from your stomach through to your small intestines. But in between this process, or connected to this process, I guess, is the gallbladder, pancreas, and liver. And the gallbladder and pancreas produce bile, which flows into the stomach to help you digest that food through the digestive tract. So the food's gone through your stomach, it's been digested into your small intestine, it then gets passed through the small intestine, and this is where hopefully you'll absorb all your nutrients through the lining into your bloodstream, and then that will support the health of your body. But any undigested food particles will then just get pushed through to the large intestine, where they then will get eliminated through the rectum. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, your digestive tract, right? So what's been happening to me is I've had quite a bit of pain over the years in the area which I believe to be my liver. So that's, for those of you who don't know, that's under your right-hand side rib cage, is largely where the liver sits. But around that area is not just your liver. And I guess that's something with the naturopath we were just trying to figure out, is when I think I hear my liver gurgle, it's probably not actually my liver. It's probably something to do with my gut. So she sent me off to get an assessment done because she doesn't live in Sydney. So I went to a visceral manipulation trained massage therapist. And what visceral manipulation is it's kind of like using very soft manuals, so using your hands, soft forces to encourage the normal mobility and motion of your internal organs and their connective tissue. So I rocked up thinking it was going to be more of a massage, but it actually turned out to be very, very gentle. It was more just using her touch and I guess her knowledge of where the organs are and how they're meant to respond, and assessing whether certain valves were opening properly and the mobility of my internal organs. Because essentially, if, let's take an example, the liver, if the liver is mobile in its relative position, so it can move left and right, up and down without any pain or tension, then generally it's a sign of the health and the state of that organ. So that's kind of what she was looking at. But in and around the liver is actually the gallbladder. You also have, very close by, is the stomach. You have it going down, you have your pancreas sitting under there. And then as the food, as I mentioned, passes through the stomach into the small intestines, it then comes back through your large intestines, and your large intestines actually come back up towards your rib cage and go, that's why they call it the ascending colon, the transverse colon. So the ascending comes up the right hand side, the transverse colon comes across your body, and then the descending colon goes down the left side, and that's where it kind of goes down towards your rectum, and where you eliminate. So it was really interesting, and I thought I would just share this with you guys because it was a really cool experience. So I rocked up, it's fully clothed. I explained to her what symptoms I had been experiencing. So for me, my main symptoms that I wanted her to look at was in relation to the digestion, in relation to the liver and gallbladder, and the main symptom being chronic constipation, particularly in relation to, like, I think the poor gut motility and indigestion. So those were the main symptoms. And then I laid on my back on the massage bed, and she actually, she does a physical examination just using her hand, over my top, and, just gently pressing very, very gently over areas or points which she was assessing. So things like the ileocolical valve or the pyloric sphincter, assessing then the internal organs. So actually pressing on the liver and gallbladder and in certain areas. But what was really interesting was, I guess she is also trained in craniosacral therapy, so which is to do with, I guess, your skull or your head, the cranium. And she was essentially using one hand on my head, pressing into certain points, or I guess, and stretching it in a certain way, with the other hand at sometimes down on my liver or gallbladder. But she was actually assessing whether there was a connection with the central nervous system and the area of pain, so for me around that liver gallbladder area, to determine whether it was a localized issue and had nothing to do with the nervous system, or whether there was a connection, and when she I guess through the cranial work, when she pressed in certain areas on the cranium and stretched it in certain ways, which had a direct correlation to the area, the liver and gallbladder, whether I felt more tension, pain, movement, ease, and assessing that way. And what was really interesting was that I could definitely feel it in certain stretches and positions, which was really cool to think that the central nervous system has a part to play in, that pain that I had in the liver gallbladder area. She then did some work, mobility work on my liver. So it had a natural tendency and to feel at ease, the liver felt at ease when it was moved backwards and to the right. However, there was more tension and pain when it was moved down and to the left. So she did a little bit of mobility work with that. And it was really interesting to see when she had positioned the liver in that back right state, there was no pain and no tension and anything. It's a whole new healing modality, I guess, or toolkit to the healing process that I've never explored. And the main thing that what we wanted to check was, I guess, that there was no physical kink, or for lack of a better word, or no, I guess, physical problems that were really severe, like the valves not opening at all. So that would have been an indication that would be something that, you know, something like a herbal treatment or a protocol wouldn't fix. You would need a different sort of solution. So that was the whole goal with the naturopath sending me to get this assessment done. So I hope you found that interesting and useful, particularly if you have been on a healing journey and you may have been experiencing digestive issues and particularly small intestinal bacterial overgrowth or issues to do with your gut motility, to do with your bowel movements, to do with digestion or symptoms such as heartburn, chest pain, things like that. I found it really interesting and maybe something that you want to go check out.